case, please.
Next case is 11,663. Terry McGee seeks a special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the maximum height requirement for a billboard. Section 115-159.5C, 115-80C, and 115-210A3Q of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. This has been tabled since November 2nd, 2015, and the record was left open for wetlands determination. Staff has received documentation regarding the wetlands, and that was provided to the board last week. And as part of that, they also revised their request for the height variance to request an 8-foot variance instead of a 25-foot variance for the height.
Mr. Chairman, as noted before, Mr. Griffin's here to serve the council on this one, as well as the next couple. So I'm going to step aside and let him take over that role.
This is a matter of old business. The record was left open for one specific reason, it appeared, and that was to get responses from the Corps of Engineers and NREC. And you can now just identify that those were received, and those should be made part of the record since the record was left open for their receipt. But since the record is closed, it's not advertised in public hearing, there shouldn't be further questions.
Thank you, sir.
Of the responses,
yeah.
They were emailed.
I didn't receive
them. Basically, NREC said that they didn't have jurisdiction. Corps of Engineers said a permit would be required, but it's not. It doesn't affect navigable waters or wetlands, so they're saying it can't happen. And I think my reading of the information was that because NREC said that trees could be removed in that area, or that Corps of Engineers and NREC basically said they could remove trees, so they were able to reduce the amount of the height variance requested. The first requested from 23 feet over and above the requirement of maximum height of 25. Now it's reduced down to 8 over 25, which would make it 33 overall.
So the variance request now is for
33 feet,
or no, eight over 25.
And again, the billboard was replaced near the bottom of the ditch, so
it's quite great.
I think we discussed the status as a uniqueness because of the way the land is. Since we have that report, I think that.
Clarify my whole question.
I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and putting the billboard there. And that situation I don't believe was created by the applicant. I don't recall was hearing any testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the detrimental of the public welfare. And I think what they're asking for obviously is a minimum report relief because they've reduced that request. I make a motion to approve case number 11,663 for an 8-foot height variance.
Do you have a second to that motion? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,663.
Mr. Chairman, there's also a special use exception request as well. And in regard to that, again, I didn't recall hearing any testimony that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. And so I'd also include that motion to approve the special use exception.
Okay. Thank you. So again, I have a second by Mr. Hudson. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wharton?
I believe it reads the same.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
I believe it reads the same.
by Mr. Callaway for the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,663 is approved for the special use exception and 8-foot height variance. Okay, next case, please.
So the first application of the night for under new public hearings is 11,759. WJ Hudson Enterprises LLC seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks. Section 115-42B and 115-182B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of South Bayshore Drive, approximately 0.8 miles to Broadkill Road. The 911 address is 2002 South Bayshore Drive in Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 235, map 10.06, parcel 37. Specifically, they're requesting a 4.3-foot variance for the side, a 4.1-foot variance for the rear, and a 3.4-foot variance for the side. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to be sworn in? Actually, Mr. Griffin.
You swear that the testimony you will give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. In your presentation, I'm sure you will. Could you please touch on the criteria for the granting of the variances that are requested?
Of course, Mr. Griffin. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I represent the applicant WJ Hudson Enterprises LLC. We're specifically seeking, as Ms. Cornwell had stated, a 4.3-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement, a 4.1-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement, and this is in order to convert a portion of an existing deck into a sunroom. In addition, we're seeking this evening a 3.4-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling which was constructed in 1984. Mr. Wade Hudson is in attendance. He was just sworn in by Mr. Griffin. He is a member of the LLC, and he's available to address any questions that the board might have with respect to the variance requests. We also have an exhibit booklet for the board's consideration. Among other things, it includes copies of the current deed, the application, the survey, certificates of compliance, photographs of the property. And with your permission, I'd like to submit these into the record at this time.
Thank you.
Wade Hudson and Jackie Hudson, as trustees, purchased this property in January of 2008 from HLH JR Ventures Bayshore LLC. The property was subsequently transferred to their LLC on August 22, 2012. There is a copy of the current deed in the exhibit booklet. At the time of purchase, the property was improved by the single-family dwelling and deck, which exists on the property today, and which are the subjects of this application this evening. Certificates of compliance were issued by the county for all of the existing improvements. Thus, the Hudsons were unaware that the existing dwelling, which was constructed in 1984, encroached into the side yard setback until they met with MR Designs, Inc. in order to discuss the possible conversion of a portion of the existing deck into a sunroom. Of course, at which point in time they learned that the proposed sunroom would encroach as well. As a result, they, of course, filed this application to bring the existing improvements into compliance and also to convert the existing deck into the sunroom. And if you look in your exhibit booklet, the exhibit 6, or tab 6, includes copies of the property. If you look at the second photograph, so the applicant's seeking to enclose only a portion of the existing deck, and it's the portion that's in front of the sliding glass doors. So it's the second photograph under tab 6. It's probably the best, well, there's several that you can see it, or maybe the next one, but it's basically what's in front of the A-framed roof. So the portion to the left with the double windows would still be available as a small deck so that they can barbecue, et cetera, outside. So it would just be that portion which they're proposing to enclose. We don't have any actual plans at this time because when they found out that it would cause an encroachment, they wanted to make sure that they did have permission to move forward with their plans. This property is unique as it is an angled parcel, a regular shape. The existing improvements are placed on the property, if you turn to the survey, which is tab 3, placed on the property so that they're relatively parallel with the front lot line. As a result of the angled nature of the property, the improvements are naturally closer in the rear to the left side lot line. And this parcel also is unique in that it adjoins a right-of-way, which causes the side yard setback requirement to be 15 feet instead of the normal 10 feet in the GR district. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code at this juncture. In order to comply, it would be necessary to remove a portion of the dwelling, which has been in its current location since 1984, as well as a significant portion of the existing deck, which would result in insufficient square footage for the sunroom. Thus, the variances are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property and to allow the applicant to enjoy the beautiful surrounding water views and also this space without being burdened by the mosquitoes that unfortunately are in that area. Such exceptional practical difficulties not been created by the applicant. Rather, it's related to the uniqueness of the property, the placement of the improvements, and the location of the right-of-way, of course. The proposed sunroom will not extend into the setback to any greater degree than the existing deck, so it will have no greater impact on the neighboring properties. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare, or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. Mr. Hudson, as a member of the LLC, has never received any complaints about the current location of the dwelling or the deck. Variance represents a minimum variance that will afford the relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulations in issue. We're seeking today only to enclose a portion of the existing deck and to bring all improvements into compliance with the zoning code. As stated earlier, Mr. Hudson has been sworn in, and I'd like to ask him to come to the podium at this point. Good evening, Mr. Hudson. Could you state your full name for the record, please?
Wade Orr Hudson, Sr.
And you are a member of the applicant LLC?
Yes.
And you've heard the presentation that I've made to the board this evening?
Yes.
Is it your opinion that the representations that have been made are true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Is there any additional information that you'd like to present to the board for their consideration?
Not that I can think of. I mean, we're not doing it for profit gain or nothing like that. Since they pumped the sand in it, Broad Kill, there's a lot of house flipping going on. We're there to stay. We ain't doing it for resale or nothing like that.
And you're doing it to enjoy that space.
Yeah, where we're at now, all we can do is look straight out, sitting. If we do what we want, we can look at Lewis at the ferry and look at the ships going up the canal and stuff like that.
And why can't you do that from the existing deck?
Well, it's closed. Well, you can from the deck, but you can't go out on the deck of an evening because of mosquitoes and stuff like that. Since the wash through at Prime Hook, that marsh has become salt water instead of fresh water, and there's a difference in fresh water mosquitoes and salt water mosquitoes. The salt water mosquitoes are a little more fierce.
Anything else that you would like to present to the board?
Not that I can think of. I'm not.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
And based on the presentation and the record, we do request that the board approve the variance requests. And of course, we're available for any questions that you may have. I'm sorry? So we're enclosing, and Mr. Hudson may have to come back to the podium. We're enclosing. From the sliders to the edge of the deck, but but not the left portion of the deck where the double windows are.
We're not going no bigger than the deck is now. We're not enlarging at all. We're just enclosing what we got.
To the end of the, where your deck's at, right?
Yeah.
How much are you adding on to it? Just closing. How much are you closing in then?
So it looks like it's 13.9 feet deep.
You mean, how much of the deck am I closing in? I'd have to show you on the picture. It would be.
I don't know where, how much you are, but I didn't know what the square footage.
The square footage.
Oh, I don't know the square footage.
It would appear that if you go by the front measurement of 28.4 feet, subtracted from the 37 feet, it would be, about 28 feet or whatever.
Yeah,
okay. 28
by 14.
Right, because it would be right there.
The whole part for the deck runs on.
That's correct.
Yeah. No other questions?
Okay,
thank you. Mr. Hudson,
no questions. Mr. Hudson? Yes, Mr. Hudson, when you purchased the property and you saw, when did you purchase it again?
2008.
So when you bought it in 2008, and you saw the deck there, you had no reason looking at the back of the property to suspect that there was
no.
It was encroaching that much into the setback.
Right, and we only thing we were really concerned with we call it the Deneric line or the 404 line.
Right.
We were making sure we were behind that,
right.
But I had no clue about the infringement on the.
And in looking at the view on the screen, it appears there's no visible markings or boundaries that would suggest where a property line was. Is that correct?
I know where the property line was, but I didn't know
when you purchased it.
When I purchased it, but I didn't know that we were.
Okay. And Mr. Mills, if I could also add to his response. For the deck, it's my understanding that we do meet the setback requirements because it's a non-heated space. It's only because we're enclosing a portion of the deck because it would have been a 5-foot setback on the rear and a 10 on the left side. That's at least my understanding. But because we're enclosing it, we do have an issue, which since 1984, with respect to the dwelling itself, because that should have been a 15-foot setback, but we did receive a certificate of compliance. And maybe in 1984, it wasn't a 15-foot setback, I'm not sure. But it is today. So we just want to make sure that we bring everything into compliance.
Appreciate that. So it was a 5-foot rear yard then?
Have you talked to your neighbors about it?
No.
Because
they only come down on weekends, and they're not down yet.
Yeah, I didn't know when you come back, you can start blocking the view.
No, we won't be blocking the view of no one. If you.
You're all right in line, so if you close that in.
Yeah, but my deck is in line with their decks. I mean,
It appears in that picture that the neighbor to your south, their actual structure goes out to the end of your deck. Is that correct? The orange roof.
You put now?
Now, can you mark that with 20? Yeah, right there. Does your structure extend down as far as your deck?
Yeah. We got it. Here it goes.
Sir, you need to get to your microphone.
You can draw on the screen if you need to.
Yeah.
Can you use this, Lois?
Yeah, we're right.
We won't be blocking their view. Theirs is already closed in, and we're far enough apart. If it's hard to show you, but we're far enough apart because nobody sits and looks exactly north or south. You're always looking at an angle to see Lewis because further down the beach it curves and comes to the inlet. Yeah, but it's on a curve, and we can sit and watch them fishing down on at the state land towards the inlet and stuff. Yeah. Well, no, this is between Broadkill and the Lewis Canal.
And that, oh, that's state property?
Yeah, that's state property there.
So you're really not blocking anybody view then?
No.
Because you got that curvy bit, which is, you know, it's imposing by the mountains or line rate from one to the other.
Yeah, no, I think that's part of what the Denerac or 404 line does, is the way it runs. That's the way people can't get out in front of nobody to block nobody else. Okay. If you follow that line down the beach, and the way the cottages are set, that's there. If you follow it on the map, you'll see that it kind of runs so nobody can build and block nobody else.
Okay. Thank you.
No further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's a uniqueness to the property in that it's already developed. Has been since 1984 and was approved. And I think the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I obviously wasn't created by the applicant. It was already done prior to this purchase. I don't feel it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony to that. Nor would it be detrimental to public welfare. I think you're asking for a minimum go forward relief. I make a motion we approve case number 11,759.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,759. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,759 is approved. Yes, next case, please.
The next application tonight is 11,762. Paul B. Nordhoff seeks variances for the front yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-25C and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Quaker Road, approximately 234 feet south of Savannah Road. The 911 address is 104 Quaker Road in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, map 12.06, parcel 41. Specifically, they are looking for a 4.5-foot variance from the front, a 1.5-foot variance for the rear. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you'll give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Jamie Hammond. I'm the manager of field operations for Barrica Homes, who is the applicant here. I am speaking on behalf. I'm representing Mr. Paul Nordhoff sitting behind me. 104 Quaker Road. This lot is a bit unique in that it has a 30-foot front yard setback and a 20-foot rear yard setback. If you add those two things together, combined by the depth of his lot, he only has 30 feet depth-wise to build his house. Do you folks have a copy of the site plan used for this? Okay, it states that on there. So the house that we are building for Mr. Nordhoff, the house itself does meet the setbacks. The porch, which is the key feature of this home, does not meet the setback. It encroaches by 4.5 feet, therefore the reason for the variance. If it's possible at this time, I'd like to give you guys a rendering of the home for you to look at.
Foot home is the narrowest you build?
We can do a single box, but that looks a little bit like a trailer or modular builders. And really this home, this is a what's called a Delmarva model. And this is just about the smallest ranch home that we build. The 14-foot wide modules, as they're called, is just about the narrowest we want to do for economic reasons. So he's got two of those that make his 28-foot total. It's actually 28-foot, 1.5 with the marriage wall. But for round numbers, we go with 28.
And a 6-foot porch is typically as narrow as you can go.
We can do 4. However, 4 is just not usable space. With by the time you put a 6-foot column, 6-inch columns on the front and handrails and those types of things, you're down to a very small porch to start with. And then so 6 is the choice of this model here.
To be greeted.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. So they don't fall off the steps while you're shaking their hand. That's right. That's right. So number 2, my answer was similar to number 1, if, not to be redundant, but that's the house is 28 feet. The buildable area is only 30, and therefore we're applying. To answer your question, there's nothing exceptional about this house. In fact, Mr. Norrell chose a model that's just about as small as we do, the Delmarva, a popular model of ours. It's modest, like I said, 20 feet deep and 6-foot porch. The neighbors, we did get 7 signatures for the neighbors. Question 4, I'd like to submit those now if I could. Yes. All 7 of the surrounding neighbors for Mr. Nordoff agree that there's no issue with them. And therefore, number 5, they actually also agree that this is going to be an asset to the community, Quaker Road, and not a detriment in any way. No, sir. The shed was built in 1968. It's existing. We did not bother that shed.
What's the square footage of the shed?
It's 576 square feet.
Thank you.
So it's under the 600, but it does need a variance. It needs a 1.5-foot variance from the rear because it's only 3.5 feet from the rear yard setback.
Okay. Even though it is existing?
Even though it's existing, it would clean it up, and it is an existing shed.
It's not. But being you're here.
Oh, okay.
It's a
try to clean everything up once you get here.
So if it's approved, that would be recommended. If it weren't to be approved, it still exists.
Still exists.
That way it cleans it up while you're here.
Sir?
That way it cleans it up while you're here.
That'd be great. That'd be great. The shed on the site plan that you have, it's actually a garage. It's a block building, so I don't have a chance to move that as it is.
Not shed,
it's a garage.
Okay.
Yes, it's a garage. I have an old site plan. If it would help, it calls it a garage. If that would be any help, no. Okay.
No, I don't appreciate that.
Sure.
So for the record, you're talking about roughly 1,500 square foot house.
1,512, yes, sir.
No further questions. Mr. Miller? If my judgment is correct, it appears that there used to be a structure on that property and next to the garage, and it appears that it may have been as close as 5 feet from the property?
8.7 feet, okay. According to the old survey. And so we conform with the rear yard by coming up to meet the 20, right on the number, with the current structure.
Okay. So you're improving the rear yard, and then you're being penalized on the front.
Yes, sir.
I got you.
Yes, sir.
Any further questions?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there is a uniqueness in this property, being it has a significant setback requirement in the rear of 20 feet, especially considering that the previous structure sat 8 feet. And in that uniqueness, I think that it cannot be developed in strict conformity simply because 28, we've heard many cases where a 28-foot wide or deep home, if you will, a ranch home, is pretty much standard. And certainly in the applications we get, we're seeing, you know, 30-plus feet. So I don't think they're, I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I don't think a 6-foot porch in front of one's home is excessive request as well. We didn't hear testimony at all to the essential character of the neighborhood. The applicant didn't create the lot or the setbacks. They're just trying to replace the home, improve the property, and do it with a minimum relief. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, so I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,762 for the request for the home. And also the existing shed for the garage.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,762. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,762 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,764. Michael Schimmel seeks a special use exception for a manufactured home type structure for use as an office. Sections 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on